Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 17th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jared at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Got that haircut just like you said you were going to.
I told you it was.
Wow, you got a buzz.
Yeah.
It's okay. So now the hair on your face is longer than the hair on your head.
That's true.
Hey, what's the weather look like for this weekend?
It is currently 72 degrees right now. Today we're going to have a high of 102 with a low of 69. Saturday a high of 105 with a low of 71. Sunday a high of 106 with a low of 71. And Monday is also the same.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. It's Friday, and it's 7 o'clock, and we have Amy from Haven Humane, and she brought in two kitties from the same litter.
I did.
They look identical.
Yeah, they're brother and sister. But man, am I glad it's not Monday. It gave me a fright for a minute.
Yeah,
Monday? I thought it was almost done.
Well, it's Friday. Only, look at that. Now, the other one's kind of reaching out there saying, hey, my brother's out there.
I know. So
it's time for me. They are just adorable.
They're so cute. So I have Ritz and Mitz. They are siblings, so they did come from the same litter. So Ritz is the girl, the one that I'm holding right now. She is gray and white. They're long-haired, kind of maybe more medium.
They're not really long, but it is.
So, and they could just get longer. So they are about 9 weeks old. They came in to the shelter as teeny tiny little babies with their mom. So they've spent the majority of their young life in our kitten nursery, and then were actually placed into a foster home.
Okay.
So they're used to being in a home. They've already, you know, learned how to use the litter box
They will use the litter box. Right?
Yes. So most, it's pretty easy to get cats to use the litter box. But they've already like been in a home setting and know kind of how things work. They've all been together, so they do go with each other.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought two is so I could, one, have a cat for each hand, because into it.
Everybody needs a cat for each hand.
A cat for each hand. The other reason is to just kind of bring up the fact a lot of people aren't aware that we do have a really cool special at Haven that when you adopt a cat, you can adopt a second one for half the price of the first. So it's like buy one, get one half off, except it's not buy, it's adopt, obviously. So if you adopt one cat, you can get the other one half off. And we always encourage people, especially with kittens, it's much easier on you, on the kitten, on everything in your life if you have two. They have someone to play with. They have someone to sleep with that keeps them out of too much trouble. And they bond very easily with each other. So,
this one is just, I tell you what.
They're so cute.
They are extremely cute.
And they have really pretty eyes, big green, pretty eyes. And they're both really neat colors, too. The boy is a little darker.
Yeah. Well, but I tell you what. This is a chance if you, right now, the number of dogs we have in the shelter is very small.
It's pretty low right
pretty
now.
Pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the kittens.
And, oh, man, do we have cats.
I have seen, and so you say, well, I've got a dog already. Well, you know, you may be surprised at how well dogs and cats bond.
They can get along really well.
They can get along really well.
Really good friends. So.
Especially if the kittens are brought in. You know, if you got a kind of a mellow dog and the kittens come in, they, the dog learns to... He learns, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, they learn to ignore them, or they're very patient with them.
Yes, yeah.
Which is, so then I can see these two little kittens running around and jumping on your dog.
And just having the time of their lives.
But if you're looking for, to have someone in your life, I say someone, but have another living being in your life, this is a great time to do it.
Companions.
They're already potty trained, and they don't have to go outside. They've already been neutered. You don't have to worry about that.
No,
they're just
super,
fatten them up.
Exactly. It's super good for your health, too, to own an animal. So,
it does.
And cats are, I mean, I'm both a cat and dog person. I think I've kind of switched a little bit it up lately that I used to be much more of a dog person, and I have just been obsessed with cats lately. I don't know what it is, but it's okay. It's all right. Well, but
people don't they don't think they're affectionate, but they are affectionate.
Oh, my goodness. They are affectionate, yes. Yeah. But they're, for people on the go, for people who aren't home tons of hours of a day, cats are very easy to own in that you don't have to take them outside to go potty. They have a litter box. You mm-hmm. don't have to take them for a walk every day. I mean, it's good to provide them things to do. Cats like to stay busy, too. So little fun activities and scratch posts and things that they can play with. Definitely, cats love toys. But they're not as, I don't know the word for that. There's not as a big of a commitment
of your time.
Yeah.
The big thing is that if you work, that, you know, if you're gone for 6 or 7 hours, the cats will take care of themselves. You leave out the water or food if you want to. You've got the litter box clean. You've got two of them, so they play together, they sleep and all this. And then when you come home, you've got them. And they're not going to be, right in the middle of something. I have to take them out.
Yeah.
I mean, Elk Killer gets me up. It lengthens at any time during the night, you know, at least 20 minutes, because we'll go out there and walk around and do all that. But you don't need that with a kitty.
No. And they're just kind of easier pets to own. They're easier for small places, too. So if you have an apartment and not a ton of room, but you're looking for something, you know, that you can...
When you come home at night, it runs up to you.
Runs up and loves on you. And my cat runs up like a dog to me, so...
Okay, so... Can they just come? People come down now at Haven?
We are still doing things by appointment. We're planning on doing that for a while. Most likely, that's going to stay that way, just to mitigate any crowds or anything like that going on. Keep our staff safe. Keep you safe. So we are doing by appointments only. It's really easy to get appointments. Sometimes they're same day. Sometimes they're just like right about the next day. So it's not like super far out or anything like that. So definitely give us a call. The number at Haven is 241-1653, and that's how you can get a hold of the adoption center to make an appointment. And then also we have been really kind of narrowing people down and asking exactly what they're looking for, especially when it comes to dogs, because we don't have very many. We want to make sure we're not setting an appointment when we know that we probably don't have something for you right at the moment. But we always do have wanted cards and things like that where we can take down some information from you and give you a call when something comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, I have to ask you a question.
Oh, is it personal? I hope so. I'm just kidding.
You know, how long have you been coming on this show?
Actually, it'll be 4 years in August.
Okay. Have you always worn your name tag upside down?
Yeah. I don't want people to know my real identity.
Have you really?
No. I probably just did that in the dark this morning, but thank you for bringing it up.
No, because I was going to say, has Amy been doing this for the whole time and I just haven't noticed it? So your name now is Yuma.
Well, if I'm looking in the mirror, it's almost right.
But when you look down, you can read it.
Yeah, no problem. It looks good to me from here. Don't worry about it.
All right. Haven, you may. Amy, thank you so much. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Mackenzie and her questions to what about schools opening when she goes on to the on her questioning tour here. We'll be right back.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I'm 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This is Carl Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:17 in the morning. What's the temperature out there, Jared? Is it 70? What is it? 70 what? As it goes,
yeah, it still says 72.
As it goes up to 102. Two today. Oh, well, it's dropping. You know, yesterday was 107.
Well, today's a cool day. So.
Yeah, it's a cool day. It's Friday. Okay. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. If you're looking for the place to buy a firearm, has all the accessories, has all the equipment that you can possibly want. It's where I buy my guns. It's at Bastiani Arms. Great customer service. Classes there on CCW, hunter safety, and veterans get discounts. I can't say much more than that, except John Bastiani has built a heck of a business here, and he's been in the business for 10 years. Go to Bastiani Arms. Go buy local. Stay local. Bastiani Arms. Okay, I'm here, of course, with Mackenzie Chestnut, and it's Friday, and it's time for Let's Get Real.
Yes.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you know, as if you're just tuning in, Mackenzie is our intern from Foothill High School who wanted to learn something about the communication business, so I immediately gave her a job going out and meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mackenzie goes out and asks people questions. So what'd you do this week?
So this week I talked to three students just kind of about how they're feeling with the upcoming school year, school starting in a month.
School's opening in Shasta County.
Yep,
so far.
Yep. Yeah, so about like a few hours after I did these interviews, the board finally released all the guidelines. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So, but good, though.
Yeah.
You were right on the cusp of it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about your methodology. You just, did you line them up already? Are these people you know?
Or? Yeah. So, two of them are my friends. I also interviewed my brother. Two are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Just like me.
Just
so
like you.
I asked a couple questions just about senior year because that's definitely going to feel different than other grade levels, and my brother is a sophomore, going to be a sophomore.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, when you leave, is he going to be the only one at home?
Yes.
Oh, so you're already planning on moving into your room?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start.
Yeah. In what ways do you think the school year will look different next year due to COVID-19?
I think the school year is going to look different, especially the schedule, because we need to work around social distancing. And so I think that we'll have either A and B days or half days, just one of those options.
Do you think that the schedules are going to affect your learning or your experience at school?
Yeah, I do, because I also think that if we do one of those, we're also going to have to do online work. And so I feel like we don't get as much learning done on through the online school, like rather than a teacher.
Do you think that teachers will have to adjust how they teach if we are still doing online learning next year?
Yeah, they will, because I think that we'll also have to have school time, like, in the classroom. So they'll have to set up a way to provide both of those and also have kids learning through the online school as well as the classroom.
Are you going to be upset if we're not able to have football games or school dances or school events that come with being a high schooler?
I mean, yeah, I think high school is a big part of our lives, and so I think that we only have 4 years, and so, you know, these seniors and stuff are going to miss out on prom and all these football games and, like, the student section. So I think, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be upset over this.
Do you think that you're going to be stressed out about anything new because of the coronavirus during school?
I think I'll be stressed out, because especially over this second semester this year, I didn't get to learn as much as I would in the classroom. So I think a lot of kids are going to be stressed about, you know, taking tests, because they might feel like they haven't gotten to learn everything that they could have through a teacher.
So you are a basketball player. How do you think the season is going to look for this year? Are you upset that it might look different, or do you think it's going to work out in the end?
Well, we'll just have to see how it looks, like, by October, but I think it definitely will look different. And, you know, I'm pretty upset over that, because I wanted to have a pretty good basketball season, but, you know, I guess just the way it's supposed to be.
Are you upset that your sophomore year is going to look different, or do you understand why it's happening and you're just kind of accepting it?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely upset, but at the same time, like, you kind of just have to understand it, and, like, you know, we should all be social distancing anyway, so, yeah, I guess I do have to accept it at some point.
Okay, so that was your brother.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a sophomore this year?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's hope for our future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so he talked about A and B. Does that mean, like, you know, what does that mean? Half the kids go to school one day and half go the next?
Yeah, so that's not the case as of now. As of now, we're going to go 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
Everyone going at the same time. But if we get moved back into phase two, then we will do A and B days. So half of the kids will go Monday, Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, or
mm-hmm.
and then the other half will go the other two
days. Okay, so that means then is so that half your class isn't in there.
Right.
So, you know, so you get your space, so you get the distancing. But
yep.
at least you're in class 2 to 3 days a week,
yep.
and it'd probably be every other week, your 3 days, and, you know, then 2 days to give the other kids a chance.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So did you feel the same way, that you didn't learn as much?
Yeah. It's hard because a lot of the teachers didn't know how to teach online, so a lot of it was up to us. I had to learn a lot of new, especially science stuff, like chemistry, just out of my textbook, which was really difficult, so I didn't feel like it was, like, fulfilling, like, my learning.
You say they don't know how to teach online, so
yeah.
were they standing up in front of cameras, or were they in front of their computer talking to you?
Some of them were. They eventually figured that out, but for some of them it just took a bit. They just had to kind of, like, find out what would work for them, what would work for their students, because none of them have ever had to depend on teaching online before, so that was just different. But.
Yeah, I could see my teacher would be, you know, you see them just from their chest up, and you don't realize they're sitting in the pool, And anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to your next one, who is a senior.
Yes.
And see what they say.
Yes. In what ways do you think the school year will look different? In what ways?
Sorry, I got reset there.
Okay.
Hold one second. Here we go.
In what ways do you think the school year will look different because of COVID-19?
Well, I heard that we're all going to have to be wearing masks when we go back, which is something that obviously we've never had to deal with. And I mean, already from being like out in public recently, it's been a hard time adjusting to having to wear masks like everywhere you go. And I'm also kind of scared for how it's going to react to like sports and like prom and any dances and stuff, because I'm assuming at least in the first half of the year, we're not going to have any of those like rallies or anything. So it's going to be an interesting like adjustment to like have none of those social activities.
So since you are a senior, are you sad that you might miss out on some of the events that happened in high school, or are you okay with it?
I mean, personally, I'm okay with it because I think there are much more important things in life than going to prom or football games. I think, especially right now, we should be focusing our energy on different things going on, like the current Black Lives Matter movement and different political organizations. I think as the youth, we should be invested in those and be looking more into developing our opinions for the future so we can go into college with more being more educated.
Do you think that learning will feel different during a pandemic, even if school is in person and not online?
I think everyone's attitudes are going to be different towards school because obviously we've had this massive like couple month break of school that we've never really had before. Like since kindergarten, we've been going to school like pretty much the exact same months and having the same breaks every year. And now suddenly we had this like 5 month break that we weren't really prepared for. And for a lot of us, it just kind of randomly happened. We didn't know that the next week we weren't going to be going to school, and then for the rest of the year not going to be going to school. So I think everyone's going to kind of, I think a lot of people changed during quarantine quite a bit, their opinions, and I think that will be affecting how we learn next year.
So you are a senior, so I'm sure that you're going to be applying to college. Do you think that college applications should look different due to SATs and ACTs being canceled and activities from clubs and other organizations being canceled this year?
I feel like most colleges are going to rely a lot more on our personal essays just because a lot of like junior year is like really important for applying to colleges anyway. And so without having like SATs, not everyone got the chance to take it, and things like AP scores being so different just because of taking it at home and then grades being pass or fail. It's just going to be a different look into our junior year, and I feel like colleges are going to be a lot more lenient on things that happen during junior year, like SAT scores and such. So I feel like they're going to be looking at a lot more of what we did, like our freshman and sophomore year, and then our personal essays a lot more.
Wow. Was that two of them, or just one person?
That was just one.
Wow. Pass or fail, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody, y'all got a lot to be concerned about here. Mm-hmm. You know, my granddaughter, of course, graduated this year.
Yeah.
No prom or anything, and they did 30-second spots on them when they graduated, so you could all be on this one thing, because everybody thought this thing was going to be over.
Yeah.
You may be the second graduating class
mm-hmm.
that we are all hermetically sealed. You can still. I think they'll figure it out by then how to give you a graduation.
Yeah,
So you're going to be able to walk down. You know, take a big football field. You know, it's going to be hot. So what? Spread everybody out.
Right.
Kind of limit who can come.
Yeah.
And then be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, if it goes to that, you know, we don't like to think that. So. You all were really concerned because of the ACTs and SATs.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's listen to number three.
In what ways do you think the school year will look different because of COVID-19?
So I definitely think it'll be different depending on the grade level that you're going into. Like freshman year, for instance, there's a lot of new things with high school. It's a larger campus, a lot more students, and you want to join sports and clubs. So I think it'll be difficult, but I think freshmen can look forward to their future years in which they can participate in those types of things. I think also for sophomores and juniors, it's a time that you want to kind of focus for college and do a lot of volunteer work and extracurriculars. So I think that might be difficult because people won't get a chance to do that. However, I think we can just look and have hope for the future that things will get better and this won't last forever.
So you are doing cross country. How do you think that the season is going to look different this year?
I'm really not sure how our races and meets will go because at the moment for practice, we can only practice with under 10 people and we all have to be 6 feet apart in space. So I think they need to work out that for the races, and we might just not have races this year, which would be fine, whichever they can do to abide by COVID-19 rules.
What new worries or stresses do you think will come with attending school during a pandemic?
I think it's hard because a lot of time in high school, especially with AP classes, you like to go in at lunch and get help from your teachers. And I think it will be harder not to have that one-on-one time because we're all being cautious and staying 6 feet apart and just focusing on being more aware of our health rather than our schooling. So I think we should definitely make sure to pay attention to our schooling this year, even with all the challenges that we're going to have.
So you are also a senior. How do you see college applications looking different this year?
I think it's definitely going to be both a challenge for the students and the colleges who are accepting because of the reasonings in what they can look at, and especially because standardized testing is a big deal in college applications. However, I think personal essays and maybe looking farther back, like farther back than high school into middle school and just kind of the circumstances that surround it, colleges might accept more people than they have before, especially my sisters go to university and the universities have lost money over the summer not having summer programs for younger students. So I think maybe we'll have more students at college this year.
So even though it is your senior year, we might be missing out on a lot more activities that usually go on in high school. Are you upset about that, or do you understand why it's happening?
I understand. I could see where people are upset because of the obvious reasons. High school is the best 4 years of your life and that sort of thing. However, I think it still can be the best 4 years. It's what you make of it and how you approach things is really your mindset. And so I think if we do smaller group things, like smaller group activities, smaller group senior sunrise and senior sunset, I think it can still be a fun time.
Okay. You know, I forget that how students in high school, it's the best 4 years of our lives. And then as you get older, you find out that maybe that's not true. But on the other hand, a lot of people reach back or look back and go, you know, I didn't have to work. I didn't have to, you know, do this. I didn't do that. I just could go to school. I could be with my friends. I can understand where this is, you know, people you've grown up with your whole life. Because you go through the same school system. And then when you graduate, it's the last time you're going to see a lot of them.
Yep.
So what do you think? How do you feel about it, Mackenzie?
I understand why it's all happening. I am very happy to be going back to school. I've missed it a lot. I miss my teachers. I miss being in a classroom, learning in person. That's a huge deal. I'm not really upset about missing school events. That's not a huge deal to me because school, for me, and I think for most people, it should be about learning, like, in the academic side. So that's the part that I'm definitely just very relieved about.
It sounded like the way your brother thought, that you just don't learn as much because some of the teachers just weren't ready to teach online.
Right, which is totally understandable. So
no, not really. Well, they should be able to figure out. You know, within a couple of weeks. Okay, this is what I'm going to have to do, so this is how we're going to do it.
Most of mine did. Yeah. I don't know about other people, but.
Well, anyway. Okay, well, thank you so much, Mackenzie Chestnut, and her Let's Get Real. And I can't wait to see what next week's going to be. All right, now, and Mackenzie is, she says, well, here's a good idea to do this week, for this week. And, you know, she goes, well, I already have what I want to do. Oh, really? Yes. Very valuable. We have a junior going to be a senior in high school says, nope, this is what I'm going to do. I've already got it planned. I love that. I love that. So, great lesson in life, you know, just because we're older doesn't mean we're, have the best ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just more experience. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And I can't wait to hear what's going to be next week.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals, locally owned, locally operated. Board of directors are local, which is why they can meet local needs better. Cornerstone Community Bank, even during all of this, is still moving dreams forward. Two branches here in town at 1845 California Street, down the street from Jack's, and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. If you're in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. 7:34 in the morning, and we'll be right back. It's only about 74 degrees out there. Yeah, cool.
Didn't I hear you cry this morning? Didn't I feel you weep? Teardrops flowing down on me like rivers in my sleep. In my dream of laughter came creeping.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Move my family away from my Carolina home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:38 in the morning, still 72 degrees out there. Going up to 102 today, the 17th of July. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This is a busy time of the year for him because people that have those little bitty chips you didn't get fixed find out that sun gets hotter and hotter, air conditioning hits the windshield, and those chips become cracks. Jeff is not going to screw around with your safety. He's going to fix them. If he can't fix them, he's going to tell you where to go to get that windshield repaired, because Jeff Wurst is an honorable man. He guarantees his work for life, and nobody knows more about fixing a windshield than Jeff Wurst. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. All right, some things we need to be talking about. Of course, as you know, as we've just been talking about, the Shasta County schools are opening. Lots of happy parents and kids. I imagine mostly family sellers is not quite as happy because with the kids going back to school, I'm sure that the wine consumption in homes is going to drop by half, maybe more. Here's the thing is Governor Newsom's getting ready to make a statement today about schools opening. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if he's going to get into this thing about how he just did when he shut down businesses all over the state based on faulty information from up here. Not from faulty that we were giving faulty information, but he's looking at things from Southern California, Imperial County, the Imperial Valley, and some other places. And we do not have that problem. Right now we have in the county of Shasta, we have five new cases that brings it up to 220. 182 people have been released from isolation. The county's got 32 active cases. The county, this is almost 200,000 people, my friends. Five new cases, three of them were asymptomatic, and we have three people in the hospital. Three. And we shut down our economy over this. I frankly think that that should be made criminal. That we should let the counties make up their minds. Look down at Butte County. They're going, they're exploding down there. There's other counties that are having these problems. But we are not having that problem here in Shasta County. And imagine how MoDoT County feels with no cases. And they're shutting down the one bar in MoDoT County. Okay, they may have more than one, but there's not a lot. And they're shutting down their restaurants. This is absolutely ridiculous. I see no reason for it. Now, on the other hand, my friends, you don't want to wear a mask, then you ought to rethink that. Just for when you're out there with people. What I do is when I go into a store, I wear that mask. Am I afraid of getting COVID? Absolutely not. I'm not concerned a bit. I wear that mask, not because I think it's going to keep the germs out, because if they get in, you know, they can go through that. But what it does is it gives me a better chance of not catching it. And I may be protecting people. So you know what? Frankly, don't mass shame me. I don't take that very well. It may be enough to try, we'll take my mask off and shove it up your butt. But here's the thing is that this is my choice. But what the governor did was totally wrong. And let's carry this on a little bit further. Our board of supervisors are shutting down the meetings again. Why? Well, our staff is concerned. And, you know, people aren't wearing masks. That's right. But you know what? Some people aren't, but more people are. Life's a risk. Why, at this time, when the governor takes away our livelihoods, hits our economic base, why can't people come to the Board of Supervisors who you all are the ones that are controlling this? You're the ones that are applying these measures. The people should be able to be heard, Board of Supervisors. Put a mic at the doorway. Nobody has to get near the person. They get 3 minutes. You can put the spaces out, put little pieces of tape outside like they do at Safeway. Have people stand out there, physically distance themselves, let them come in and speak for 3 minutes. The idea of shutting down the Board of Supervisors because of fear. The thing about fear is, the only thing about fear is fear itself. That's the worst thing. Open it up. Let people speak at that microphone. Have somebody standing there all masked up. Put them in a plastic suit if you want to. And when that person finishes, do just like we do here. You sanitize the mic. That's all you have to do. Sanitize the mic. Let them come in and speak. This is the time for people to let the Board of Supervisors know how they feel about having our businesses shut down in Shasta County. This is not the time to cut back, tell people, send me a letter. Send me a letter. It doesn't work. All right. I'm going to get back on track here, and I'm going to take a quick break. But I think that the Board of Supervisors needs to have a lot of emails asking them why they're shutting off the only avenue we have to speak to them, you know, face-to-face, to let them know how we feel. It can be done safely. Nobody has to be even around the person speaking. If there's other people out there that want to gather together in the vestibule, hey, vestibule, that's up to them. Look at the number of cases. If we were having, if a number of people were going in a hospital starts rising, then you've got something you've got to, you know, you can hang your hat on. Say, well, look, more people are going into a hospital. Well, it's not. Shasta County's doing a good job. I hear people all the time, well, you're not wearing masks, you're not wearing masks. Well, a lot of people are choosing to wear a mask. A lot of people are washing their hands. A lot of people are physically distancing. Something must be working because our numbers are so low. Three people out of almost 200,000 people are hospitalized. That's it. That's it. Three. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, they sanitize the place in there. It is a great place. It is a great place to buy jewelry. It's locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for that special piece of jewelry that nobody else has, design it, and they can build it for you. That's right, Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Why did the Boham Richard burning down in San Diego, why is that a very significant impact on our Navy and on our Marine Corps? We'll talk about that when we get back.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily, Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 17th of July, 74 degrees out there, 7:50 in the morning. It's going to be up to 102 today, not too bad. Tomorrow, 104, and Sunday back up to 106. So this portion of the show brought to you by the premier home assistance group in Northern California, if not the state, and that's called Home Helpers. And Sharon Clark is reaching out and expanding because of everything that's going on with the COVID. And her personnel are being stretched. So right now she's just looking for some good people to come in and work at Home Helpers. If you want to help somebody, whether it's part-time, job or a full-time job, she's looking for people right now. You meet a specific requirement. She's looking for people that she would have in her own home to help her loved ones. This is Home Helpers. For more information, give her a call at 226-8350 or check out their website at readinghomehelpers.com. Okay, the Bonhomme Richard, a Navy amphibious assault ship, caught on fire and burnt for 4 days in San Diego, in the harbor right there. Now, that itself is serious. They were there doing work on the Bonhomme Richard, there's other names for it that the Marines call it. I'm not sure I can use that or not. Started, it burnt through. They had firefighters, they had civilian firefighters, they had Navy firefighters, they had boats out there pumping in water, and they got it out. Now they're going through looking for hot spots. They don't know why it started. They don't know how it got like this. It never got to the oil. It never got to that. So, but even then, the Navy was putting out catch area for it, putting barriers around in case the oil did get out. But that never happened. Now, why is this a significant impact on the Navy and the Marine Corps? The Bonhomme Richard is an amphibious assault ship. We can put 2,000 Marines and sailors on it. It's the size of a World War II carrier. And from this, you can launch jump jets like the new F-35s or the old Harriers that the Marine Corps has. We put a mixed squadron of helicopters on it. We put the command element on because it's got the communications for it. And this ship is the center part of an amphibious ARG, an amphibious readiness group that floats throughout the Pacific, up into the South China Sea, up into Korea, into Hong Kong, and all those areas. And with this, now that we've lost this, now, can they salvage it? They're not sure, because this burnt all the way through to the skin of the ship. So how long will it take to, one, repair it? And if they can't, it takes years to build one of these ships. Years. What this means is that takes out one third or one fourth of the amphibious assault capability that we have to put Marines out there. And Marines are floating out there every day of the year. You'll go out on a 6-month pump, and as you're coming back in, the other one's already left. So we've always got a reinforced battalion of Marines. It's specially organized. It's a special operations capable unit out there. that is fully self-contained. Many of the missions they do is in humanitarian relief, where they can go into places when there's been disasters, and we can use our helicopters, we can use our equipment, there are amphib tractors to move people around, to get food in, to provide electricity to areas. So, plus the fact that it's there if something happens, you've got a reinforced battalion of Marines with everything that goes along with that, and a reinforced squadron that includes jets, there at the spot instead of having to bring them in from thousands of miles away. So this is going to have an impact on how we're going to do business out there. So when you've heard that the Baham Richard is just another ship, you know, oh yeah, it's a ship, it's burned. This is the impact it can have out there. Now, my favorite today from Princeton, there's been a paper issued by a couple of the Princeton professors there talking about, is it time for the Democratic Party to disappear? The name. The Democratic Party has been, should it be canceled, I guess is today's terminology. Is it time for that name change? Because, let's just face it, Democratic Party has been the party of slavery, the Ku Klux Klan, lynchings, Jim Crow laws, voting against civil rights into the 60s. Did you hear me? Into the 1960s and into the early 70s. They voted against the Civil Rights Act. Those are Democrats. And since we're taking off names that are deterring moving ahead in our today's society, like the Woodrow Wilson, international studies part for, you know, that's been there for, you know, 100 years. They took that name off because it's not helping us move forward, because he was quote racist and other things. Now, when you start looking at this, and you look at the Democratic Party, these Princeton professors are saying it's time to change that, because the Democratic Party has fully embraced slavery, fully embraced the Civil War. They were traitors. And then after the Civil War, they were not letting up on the blacks, the former slaves. And they passed all these laws to keep the whites over the blacks all the way through the 60s. Is it time to change the Democratic Party name? I don't know, Jared. Is it time for? What about Jared's holding his hands up, going, "Don't even want to get into this." Somebody spoke to Mary Williams, the chief deputy clerk of the Board of Supervisors, and one can email or a phone number, and you'll be contacted during Tuesday's meeting, and you have your 3 minutes. They do not want any gatherings. Well, that's what I just said. They were just checking on it, though, just to make sure that the Board of Supervisors not. Last thing here is that on next Wednesday, July 22nd, the Korean War Veterans Association is giving away masks at Sportsman's Warehouse. It starts at 9 a.m. and it ends at 2 p.m. For information, give Frank Rose a call at 247-3844. And I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 1 o'clock at City Hall, there's going to be We Back the Blue rally. And like I said, it's going to be at the City Hall. It starts at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be there's going to be flags out there that people can sign, and then it'll be presented to our law enforcement. If you have any questions about that, you just give us a call, or you can just go to Facebook, We Back the Blue. And this is a 6-by-10-foot thin blue line flag will be presented to the Reading Police Department with signatures from those attending the rally. Let's show up. Let's all show up. All right, we'll be right back with Jonathan Anderson of the Good News Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. One of President Trump's senior advisors recommending the president resume those sometimes contentious coronavirus briefings with the press.
Early in the pandemic, the president held lengthy coronavirus briefings almost every day. And White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway thinks the president should resume those briefings.
I just think the people want to hear from the president of the United States. Doesn't have to be daily. Doesn't have to be for 2 hours. But in my view, it has to be.
Conway notes that the president's job approval rating was higher back in March when he provided daily updates on the government's response to the pandemic. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And the coronavirus proving to be an intractable foe. More than 77,000 new cases reported across the country yesterday, and hospitals in the Sun Belt feeling the strain of a sharp rise in the number of infections. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is banning all live entertainment and limiting gatherings in so-called Phase 3 counties to no more than 10 people in a bid to stem the spread of the virus. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp is suing Atlanta to block the city from enforcing its mandate to wear a mask in public. Kemp says that while he encourages people to mask up, he will not require it.
This is not about masks. We all agree it's good to wear a mask in the right situation. This is about protecting the livelihoods of our citizens.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms calling the governor's lawsuit against the city bizarre, adding that the city's mask requirement is based on science. Washington's NFL franchise says it's hired a D.C. law firm to conduct a thorough independent investigation of allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 7 points, the S&P 3 points higher, the NASDAQ down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand with Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand with Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com.
New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload hits 1 million.
Fresh COVID-19 spikes, even in places as far-flung as China's vast western region, are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic as the number of confirmed cases globally approaches 14 million. India has announced it surpassed 1 million cases, third only to the US and Brazil, with more than 25,000 deaths. That follows Brazil's announcement on Thursday evening that the country had passed 2 million confirmed cases and 76,000 deaths. That's 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May on a gruesome plateau that has yet to tilt downward. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel unveiling sweeping new restrictions in response to a surge in coronavirus cases, including weekend closures of many businesses and limiting restaurants to takeout and delivery. News and analysis at townhall.com. Oakland, California agrees to settle lawsuits over a deadly 2016 fire.
The city council authorized settlements of lawsuits filed by the families of 32 of the 36 victims killed at a dance party in an illegally converted warehouse dubbed the Ghost Ship. The $32.7 million, largest settlement in city history, includes more than $9 million for a survivor of the blaze who was severely burned. The city does not acknowledge any liability in the agreement, but says it decided to settle because of the possible legal costs. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Arizona renters dreading the expiration of a coronavirus-related moratorium on evictions will get a reprieve. Governor Doug Ducey announcing the ban on evictions will be extended through the end of October. Arizona's 120-day order had been due to end on July 22nd. Once again, on Wall Street, stocks mixed this hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Turn you up a little bit? Or how's that?
No, okay. That's perfect.
It is the 17th of July. Welcome to the Friday of the 17th. Love the Fridays. It's only two more working days till Monday. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The front line when we're fighting this COVID, even though that they've got plenty and plenty of room there. We only have three, thank goodness, in the whole county that's hospitalized. One in the ICU. So, five new cases, but two or three of them are asymptomatic. But let's go to Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan. Do you have your mask on?
Not yet. I'm in my office with the door closed. Thank you. It's very hard to talk in those things. And my glasses get steamed up, and then I can't see.
Tell me about it. Okay.
The common problem. Anyway, nice to hear from you today, too. So the stocks are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 at 26,725. The S&P 500 is off a point at 3,214. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 3 points at 10,477. Active stocks on the big board, GE, positive 3 cents, trading at $7.08. Boeing down 91 cents at $177.79. Delta Airlines up a penny, trading at $27.26 per share. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up 13 cents at $166.23. Costco down $1.03, trading at $325.51. AT&T off 11 cents at $30.28. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is by field, 0.60%. And over to commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $1,820. Silver positive 15 cents at $19.48 per ounce. Crude oil down 39 cents, trading at $40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much, and you stay safe out there.
You betcha. You too. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, Jared, what's the weather look like? I forgot to hit that before I got to Susan.
It is currently 76 degrees. Today it's going to be a high of 102, a low of 69. Tomorrow is a high of 105, a low of 71. Sunday is going to be a high of 106, a low of 71, and Monday is going to be the same.
Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Well, you know what? I am so happy to have Jonathan Anderson here, who heads up the Good News Rescue Mission, because I have so many questions for you about how you all are handling this. I've talked to the police on the number of homeless, it seems, that we see out there, especially down at the post office and down there by the vets hall. But I know you must be having just a wonderful time trying to keep this under control. So good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Great
to be here.
Yeah, well, you know what? I need you on more often, that's for sure. First of all, let people know what the Good News Rescue Mission is. We have listeners from all over that may not exactly, you know, have a good idea what you all do.
Yeah, so here in Shasta County, the mission is a 24/7 emergency homeless shelter. And that's one part of what we do. So, you know, anybody experiencing homelessness can be there for pretty much indefinitely as long as they're working on breaking out of that cycle of poverty. And then the other side is our supportive services. So we also do a long-term 18-month drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. And then we have a lot of, you know, job readiness programs, academic programs, college readiness, all built into it. So, you know, over the past 50 years now, we've grown from just one building into three city blocks, 10 buildings, with a tremendous amount of supportive services. Working with Simpson University right now, Dr. Norm Hall, on some new innovative ideas to help people really break out of that poverty.
I tell you
poverty,
what,
so.
Norm Hall is a breath of fresh air in this community. I sit on that board for Simpson. And I tell you what, all the ideas, and we have some pretty, I mean, not me, but we have some pretty, you know, good minds on that board, business people and media people and police. And for years, things that we thought were to help Simpson were, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, and they nodded, but nothing happened.
Yep.
Norm Hall came in here and hit the ground running, and he truly believes that Simpson University of Reading. So anything he can do, Simpson University is good for $50 million a year back in the economy of Reading, California,
that's
and
huge.
Shasta County.
That
yeah,
is huge.
It is huge, but people don't know that.
Yep.
And to hear that he's reaching out to you all. So
yep.
I can't wait to hear what those kind of plans are. But continue on. I'm sorry I didn't mean
yeah,
to interrupt.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what we do day in and day out. You know, we serve on average, we'll serve, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people a year, unduplicated number of people. What you see on the streets here in Reading, you're right around 300 people who camp out. And so traditionally, you know, a lot of people in Reading will travel around. They'll see someone who's homeless, and then they'll see someone else, and they start to notice and say, oh, man, there's so many homeless people here. It's honestly, it's only about 10-15% of the total population that you see on the street. Mm-hmm. That other 90% we're catering to at the mission and maintaining that they don't go on the street.
And you see the same people, too.
On the streets,
on the
you
street,
see the same people.
I see exactly the same people.
Yep.
Every day I go down, walk down, get the mail. I see exactly the same people.
You do.
Yeah.
You really do. And it's tough, man. I mean, Carl, I get it. You know, especially business owners. You know, you have someone who's homeless detracting business or detracting tourism or being a strain on law enforcement, and it's tough. In my thing over the past, you know, I've been here 10 years now at the mission, 8 years at the mission. You know, there has to be this level of accountability, but also a level of compassion. And, you know, we have to remember, hey, this is a human being, but most of the people you see day in and day out on the street, they're not capable of making the right choice for themselves. And most of them carry a mentality that has an arrested development way into their early childhood years. And so when you see this, it's not, we can't judge them as, hey, you're a 40-year-old adult on drugs. No, actually, you have this arrested development that puts you back at a 6-year-old mentality. So how do I cater to you in that light, you know? And as a society, I feel like we've dropped the ball. Is it okay to let if this was a 6-year-old, is it okay to let a 6-year-old just sleep on the street for the rest of their life? No. I mean, that's not the compassionate thing in society to do. And so we dropped the ball, but it's hard because what do you do?
What do you do?
And so
now, I don't know if people, you know, realize this, but if you come in off the streets and say, I need a place to stay, you get 30 days.
Yeah, so initially you get 30 days.
Yeah, you get 30 days right up front.
Right up front. And in that 30 days, our staff is meeting with you and trying to say, hey, what's the game plan? So each person's cycle of poverty is different. You know, and the roadmap out of that has to be different. So as an individual, we look and we say, hey, what does it look like for you to break out of that cycle of poverty? And whatever that looks like, let's design a program around that. And if you're willing to work that program, you can stay however long it takes. So, you know, we have some people who they're not on drugs or alcohol. They don't need that program. They've identified, hey, I need my high school education and I'd like a college degree. Okay, so they can stay at the mission for however long it takes them to get that high school diploma, and then however long it takes them to get that college degree. They can stay for 2 years, 3 years if it takes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And, yes, you know, after a certain period of time, there is, this is a religious-based organization.
Yeah.
But that first 30 days, nobody's getting pressure on them.
The entire time they're there, they're not getting pressure on them.
Okay.
So it's not mandatory for anybody to observe any of the religious components of the mission in order for them to receive shelter. If they enroll into our long-term drug and alcohol program, that is a religious-based program where we do have Bible studies and everything in there. So mm-hmm. that they would sign up for. But to receive emergency shelter, food, bed, lodging, clothes, dental services, medical services, they don't have to adhere to anything that's a religious component.
Okay. I think that's really clear that sometimes that gets muddled when
yeah.
people are taking a shot at the Good News Rescue Mission. I'm here with Jonathan Anderson, who is the director of the Good News Rescue Mission. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. There's so many aspects of the insurance game that is just totally beyond probably 99% of us, because the way the laws are written, the way that the policies are written, you need somebody you trust, somebody that's going to go and go to bat for you, and that's Jeannie Maxwell and her team. If there's something going on in the insurance world, Jeannie knows about it. You get your insurance canceled, not because your house caught on fire, but just because you happen to be near an area that was on fire, Jeannie can help you. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give her a call at 221-0441. Every one of her people there know exactly what they're doing, and they can help you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Linda and I have our insurance with Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back after these messages with Jonathan Anderson of the Good News Rescue Mission. Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The dental discount savings plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning and welcome back. 8:20 in the morning here on the 17th of July, 2020, in case you're wondering. Or it's March the 187th because nothing's changed. Just when you think things change, they go right back to what they were. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is right there. They're there to help you, to help our community. Some of the things that they've done is bringing in, of course, the new systems that help with the operations, like the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system that can get you in and out of the hospital a lot quicker, less invasive, a lot less pain, and former inpatient treatment is now outpatient. Not only that, but they are rated in the top hospitals in the nation when it comes to categories including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. And I just had a friend who's in his 50s, who just had a total hip replacement. Young guy. He is doing well. But this is one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center can do. Okay, I am here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. He's the director of it down there. I've got somebody. I have a Dale. Is that right?
Dale. That's right.
Has a question for Jonathan. Okay. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Jonathan and Carl. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, yeah. We're hanging in there, buddy.
First off, I just wanted to mention that anybody that hasn't taken one, I would suggest going down and taking a tour of the mission. It is a very eye-opening experience. And then my question is something we see all the time. You guys have covered some of the things, is that the mission is full. So my question to Jonathan, in the last 8 years that he's been there, has the mission ever been full?
Great question.
That is a good question, Dale. I would have probably circled around on that at some point, but good question.
Yes and no. The mission has not hit a maximum capacity in even the last 10 years. As long as I've been there, the mission has not hit a maximum capacity.
Is that your
question? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now why that's important is this. One of the laws that we've passed in the state is you cannot tell people to move, to leave a place where they're camping if there's no place for them to go to. It was started in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
But the Good News Rescue Mission always has room. You've never maxed out.
Never maxed out. There, it's important to note too. In that case with Boise in the Ninth Circuit, there were two factors. So one, is a shelter maximum capacity, and two, do they mandate religious observance? And in Boise, they mandate a religious observance. Mm-hmm. Here, we do not mandate as a precursor to emergency service. So in Reading here, that court of appeals case does not apply to us.
Okay. I have a couple questions here. In this huge movement to defund the police, and they go, well, that's not what we mean. Well, yes, it is. That's exactly what you mean, defund the police. So don't go there with me. But they're saying is that, well, instead of sending police to a lot of these, they're not social workers. We should send mental health professionals or social workers to handle a lot of the things that happen on the street. What's your opinion of that, Jonathan? You've been out there.
Yeah, amazing, amazing question. I was out on a ride-along. If anybody knows Officer Brian Berg, incredible guy. If you're a downtown business owner, you want to know Officer Berg. He works this whole beat down here. And, you know, we were riding one morning, and he got a call across the radio for some backup. Apparently, some citizens reported a guy who was just completely out of his mind. Mm-hmm. He was going around banging sticks on signs and everything. And so when we pull up on him, there's another officer already there. He's yelling at the guy to drop these sticks because he's very aggressive. You can see, he's potentially violent. I mean, nobody in their right mind would walk up and talk to this guy. You wouldn't be able to de-escalate him at that point. And honestly, I'm thinking this guy's going to get shot. Like, there's no way this is going to go down good. And Officer Berg knows him because of all the time he spends on the street here, has rapport with him, and just stops his car, gets out, yells his name. The guy looks, what are you doing? Right? And Berg goes up, and he just starts talking to him, calming him down, de-escalating him, gets the guy to drop his sticks. And in this conversation, I talked to him. I said, how did you do that? Hey, man, I spend time talking with these people every day. These are the problem people within society. I get to know them. I build rapport with them. We have mutual respect with each other. If any other officer came up, he might have been shot, right? Here's what I say. You send a mental health worker out there in that scenario right there, that mental health worker would have been beat up. There's no way, because they don't have that rapport. It wasn't a matter that he's a cop or not a cop. He has rapport and trust with this person, right? So instead of defunding the police, why not take this novel idea we had years ago, double down, increase the funding for the police, and let every cop go through the crisis intervention training, right? Now, when the cops go up, they have the skills to say, hey, look, not only do I have the tools to protect myself and society, but I also have the training to be able to de-escalate this situation right here. Because the opposite, you're going to send someone with no tools. They're going to get beat up, and now you have more masks on society's hands.
You can be the best mental health professional in the world, and you're dealing with somebody that is messed up or on some kind of drug or just in hallucinations because of schizophrenia or some other mental disease they have, and they walk up there, and if it goes south right then, they're out there by themselves. That could be a horrible result from that. Do we have to lose a mental health professional to somebody that just beats them to a pulp? Or go into a domestic violence case, one of the most dangerous places you can send police anyway, to send a mental health professional in there to de-escalate it before we have to have police go in there? I think your solution of let's send all of the police through the courses that talk about de-escalation, crisis intervention, and because you're right, they see the people on the street. They know who the bad guys are.
Yep.
When the protest started, they knew that about half of the people there were not from around here during the protest.
Yep.
That they didn't live in Reading. And so this is the kind of thing is that when you know the people, you have an opportunity. So I don't think we're going to have that problem in Reading at all. It's just, I think people – most people in Reading trust the police, the sheriff, the police, the Anderson police. They trust them to make those decisions. But I believe you're right. But I wholeheartedly agree with you. Let's give them the money, take it out of Health and Human Services in the mental health area over there, and get our police get the extra training they need.
Yeah,
that's a good solution. Somebody asked, is the Good News Rescue Mission a cooling center?
Yeah, so anytime that it is over 92 degrees in Reading, our doors are open all day long for anyone and everybody to come in and, cool down. We got the AC going. I mean, it's
92, just 92, huh?
Yeah, so anytime it's 92 over, and it's a massive electric bill, but we do that. That's one of our last buildings we're trying to get solar on.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I want to, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other things that Good News Rescue Mission is in their helping people, and what you're looking at in the future. But also the fact is as everybody else, Good News Rescue Mission has had to cancel their fundraising events, which is, and let's just say it, I mean, this is a way that we can keep all of these really, really good organizations, from Good News Rescue Mission to Haven Humane to
One Safe Place,
you know, the seniors, the senior different senior programs that are going on. So we want to talk about that a little bit too. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, I was supposed to go down there yesterday at 10:20. Well, at 10:20, I'm in here talking to like three different people trying to figure out this one thing, and I realized at 10:30, I called. Am I too late? Oh, yeah. There's people lined up out. You know, they come by, and they just kind of wait to see if somebody doesn't show up. So I didn't get my haircut. It's the best place in the world. But I have got an appointment next Wednesday at 3:15 that I'm putting in. I've already got it written in large letters on my forehead to remind me of that. But the Cypress Square Barbershop, better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place to get a haircut. 10 minutes between appointments, so everything in there is sanitized. Everything from the chair, all the instruments, of course. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Jonathan Anderson.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook, or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jared, I got to ask this question. Do you wait till I look at you, or do you, before you turn my mic up, or is my mic on a little bit earlier where people can hear things I say?
I didn't even turn it off the whole break. Of course I wait for you to look at me.
We had a producer at one time that just left the mics on during the break.
That's a dangerous conversation.
Oh, it is, because there's so many things said by people that will share things with us. Now, and Jonathan hasn't said anything he's not willing to say on air. That share things with us during the breaks. And it's like, really? Yeah, but can't say anything right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So since I can't remember what I can say and what I can't, I just don't talk about anything off the air. Okay. Hey, I am here with Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. And one of the questions is, and it's is that you all have programs. Let me get back to it. You go talk about the numbers of people who go through your 18-month program to the that you talk about that. Has that number improved over the years? You know, the positive outcomes. Has that number improved over the years, changed or made a difference?
Yeah, so the number of people going through our 18-month recovery program, the drug and alcohol rehabilitation, has drastically increased over, especially just the past 2.5-3 years. You know, we did our big building project about 3-4 years ago. That increased the number of women and children we can take through the recovery program. And so from that point, once that happened, then we started fundraising to get case managers in, got some grants from private foundations as well. And so we've drastically increased the number of people going through that program, and the outcomes today is just phenomenal. I mean, we have people now who it's crazy. People who were previously in jail due to drug addictions, had their children taken away from them. Now they are, you know, business owners here in Shasta County. Some of them are having custom homes built for them right now.
Wait a minute. Now, these are people that were on the street or in jail. They had tremendous drug problems. They lost their children.
Yeah.
And now they've started their own businesses and having custom homes built. Can I go through that program?
Tons of people.
Can I go through that program? Yeah, I'd like to have a custom home built. What about you, Jared?
It's amazing.
Jared's giving me a thumbs up.
We have people who are nurses at Shasta Regional, people who are nurses at Mercy Medical. You've got people
who are...
Were
they nurses before?
Nope. Okay. They went through these programs, man. And yeah, so that's why we do a long 18-month long-term program, because, you know, most people don't wake up saying, hey, I just want to put a heroin needle in my arm one day. Most people don't do that. Most people have been introduced to drugs before they were 10 years old, right? And so this 18-month program is designed to really get back to what was happening when in that childhood that either caused you to want to do drugs or was forced upon you, and then how do we reconcile from that point forward? And so, you know, it's really breaking people out for the rest of their life and stopping that generational cycle.
Well, you know, as you know, we have a high number of adverse childhood
events,
experiences. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, and then a lot of these kids, when they're growing up, are exposed to drugs, and they see it in their house and all this, and family members will give them drugs.
Yeah.
You know, so that shows you, I mean, there's something that's so totally wrong with that. But so you have to go back to the time they're 10 or maybe even younger.
Yep.
And say, okay, you were introduced to this. And is there, I mean, when they have a breakthrough on this, is this something? You're right. Nobody just says, I'm going to stick a heroin shot into me.
Yeah.
It's got to come from someplace.
Nobody dreams of living on the street in a cardboard box. It's not anybody's dream.
Not at all.
Nope.
And so this has increased a lot. Years,
yeah.
2.5 years. And you have some really real success stories. What causes failure in this? Because nothing's 100%.
Yeah. Biggest thing that I see that causes failure is pride. People come into the program, they'll go 3 months and then think, hey, I got it. I can do this. I don't need anything else. And they'll leave and then they'll relapse. Fortunately, a lot of those people, we have a very high success rate of people leaving, relapsing, coming back and saying, okay, now I see where I went wrong. I don't have it. I need the help. I can't do it on my own. And then they'll last the full 18 months, and they're good from there.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like anybody. I knew a woman that was an alcoholic, and her brother was living with her. I said, well, you need to get her some help. He goes, not until she's ready. Not until she tells me, because I've tried. So I think, you know, that it? When people realize that, one, they need help.
Yeah.
And two, that they can't do it by themselves. Once they break that code,
yep.
Then you can really start helping people.
Yeah, and we try to let people know that, hey, look, you might relapse. It's a part of the process. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed about it. Just get up and come back. You know, don't stay stuck in that life.
Yeah.
And so if you relapse, okay, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna keep living that lifestyle, or do you want to say, hey, okay, that sucks, but let me get up and can I reach out and ask someone for help? The hardest thing for us to do in life is to ask people for help, because we view that as a symbol of shame, and it's not.
No, it's somebody that needs help.
That's it.
I have family members and that belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. They've been doing it. They haven't had a drink in 30 years. They still go to the meetings.
Yeah.
They, Linda's got a friend whose husband was into, started out with pain medication and then went into drugs. And so she is part of Al-Anon, which is the, I guess, the support units, you know, that help the people. He's been drug free for a couple of decades, and they're both really involved. They just moved from one spot here in California. They moved to Texas, like many other Californians are. And they immediately, you know, they've got kind of a group of people right there to join.
Yeah.
So to help people like this. So this is something that the support is so important.
Yeah. Huge. It is huge.
You've got a program you've just started.
Yeah.
Reach out program. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we, you know, looking at, hey, we do a pretty good job, I would say, with the 2,000 or so people that come through the doors of the mission. But how about this? You know, 300 or so live in Redding. We've got about 600 or so in Shasta County who are sleeping on the streets, camping out. These are people who don't want to come to the mission. They don't want to get help pretty much anywhere, right? And so what do we do about that population? And so this past year, we bought a van, we hired a staff member, and their sole job is to be out in the encampments every single day, meeting every person who is homeless on the streets of Redding, camping out. The idea is just to build trust, build rapport with them, and over a period of time, once that trust has really been finalized, then invite them to come into the mission and take part of services, or take part of services from somebody, another agency in the community. It really doesn't matter who, just what can we do to help you get out of this lifestyle of living on the street and get into something that's better for yourself. And so that program's been going now for since February, and it's been phenomenal. The success is incredible. We're even working with Officer Tim Reynolds, who's heading up the Redding Police's Neighborhood Police Unit right now, and you know, tapping into a lot of communities where the police don't want to just go in and just, you know, run people out. So we're tagging along with them and saying, hey, let us build the trust, build the rapport, and whatever you need done, let us try and partner with you and get people to comply with that voluntarily.
You know, the people that don't want help, don't want to come in, off the streets. You've made comments about that.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion on that? And because people say, well, why don't we just kind of keep moving them around? If people don't want help, what's our alternative, Jonathan?
Yeah, I honestly think it takes us as a society. We have to get past that mentality of just shove them away. It's still a human being, right?
Right.
You can't just shove someone away, and you don't like them in front of your business. So what can you do? Biggest thing you can do is to become that person's friend. And it's the hardest thing for us to do, right? Because why would you want to be a friend to the person who is defecating on your front porch every day?
Yeah.
Become that person's friend. Once you build that rapport, guess what? When you say, hey, look, maybe you don't need to use the restroom right here. Maybe you can use the restroom over here. And you guys come to this compromise, and all of a sudden you solve two problems. They have a place to use the restroom, and it's not in front of your door.
Yeah.
And then that relationship builds from there, and it's, hey, maybe I can help you get over here. Once you build trust with a person, you can ask them to do stuff, and they trust you, and they will do that with you, as long as you're willing to walk that road with them. What I see that society has failed on today is we do not know the names of anybody who's homeless on the street because we haven't taken the time to stop and become their friend.
You know, we got to take a break, but if you go down to the Yuba Street post office, you'll see a hot dog stand out there. Unless it's going to be 100 degrees, then Randy does not show up. If anybody knows the people down there, it's Randy. And I ask, because I see him all the time. I keep trying to buy the hot dog stand from him. He refuses to sell it. Yes, that's right. I would be out there with my hot dog stand with the big hat. Linda, she fights me every day on it. And she says, first of all, you eat all your product, because I do like hot dogs. But he has no problems. But he knows them. And, you know, one of them comes up and helps him, you know, set up and take down. And he gives him a Coke. He offers him hot dogs and all this kind of stuff. No, I just want a Coke or a soft drink. The people that come up to him, if he's got hot dogs left over, he'll give those out. I mean, he can't keep them. But he has no problems with me. He knows who they are. And I see him coming up, you know, and that have money, that want to, you know, that want to buy some of his product. But he knows them.
Yep.
And he doesn't have a problem with them. He's not aggressive. He's not judgmental towards them.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. Is it's tough, but you want that person to stop, you know, doing things in front of your business and yelling and all this. Maybe you need to go out there and just talk to them.
Yeah.
If they're the type, of course, there's some that you can't.
There's some you can't.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Orchard Nutrition is probably one of the places to go to in town if you want to buy absolutely 100% organic produce. And that means from the ground to the vegetables itself, to the handling, the packaging, and even to the sales part. Orchard Nutrition is the only place around here that can offer a big selection of produce, plus so many other organic foods, canned foods to large quantity of beans, rice, different types of spices, all these things at Orchard Nutrition. It's been around since 1982, and Joe Martino started this because he had cancer and he wanted to find a place where he could buy organic produce so he could help himself stay healthy. Well, Orchard Nutrition came around after that and won the best in the North State so many times that they just retired that. They retired that. That because after you've won that many times, who else is going to compete with you? Well, now you've got other places in town that are national brands. Only thing I can say about that, nothing against them, but is to buy local, stay local. This is a time that we need to support each other. And Orchard Nutrition is a place I go to buy my produce and buy so many other things. They have so many experts down there. In the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back with Jonathan Anderson.
Do you remember?
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:52 in the morning, 76 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock in front of the City Hall, they're going to be having a rally of We Support Our Law. We back the blue. Year to date, there's been 124 line of duty deaths and 147 in all of 2019, and we've still got 6 months left to go. The people down there are going to have a 6-foot by 10-foot thin blue line flag that you can sign, and they're going to present it to the Reading Police Department. This rally is going to be at front of the Reading City Hall Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Now is a chance to go out there and show that we do support our police, that we believe in our police and our law enforcement here in Shasta County. So join us out there. That's Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in front of the Reading City Hall. I'm here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission, the director there, and we've been talking about the different aspects of the mission. One, it's a cooling center. Anytime it goes 92 or above, people can come in there and cool off. Emergency housing for 30 days, no questions asked. Coming in, there are programs that are 18 months long that have been extremely successful to getting people off the streets, getting back to be productive members of society. People that were on the streets that have now become nurses and other professions, starting their own businesses, become successful because they provided the assistance they needed to get them off the streets. We discussed the idea of having a mental health professional go by themselves to calls, and which is something that neither one of us thinks is a good idea. Johnson, from his experience, and also his ride-alongs, knowing how bad this can turn quickly. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is housing versus community. In other words, some places are building the housing, putting people into it. No questions asked. We've got them off the streets. What do you think about that, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's a hotly debated topic in our world. you know, if the idea, so we have two terms I like to throw around: housing first, community first. And so in that housing first model, you know, if the idea, and traditionally what it was, is, hey, you just give somebody a house and, you know, don't require them to, you know, abstain from drugs or anything like that. Just give them a house. Let them live there, and eventually they'll get better over time. And that was that housing first model. That does not work for so many reasons. And you can look through 70 years of history, starting, you know, the Cabrini-Green projects, go throughout Chicago, East Oakland, East LA. Look at all these housing projects that doesn't work, right? And so we've seen this model fail so many times. And why doesn't it work? Well, I tell people often, hey, you give me $1 million and I can give it to one person at the homeless shelter today. Are they going to get better because they have $1 million? No. They're going to wind up buying a Ferrari, getting a DUI, and being right back at the mission a month later. And $1 million is gone. Why? Because in their mind, they cannot responsibly care for themselves. There's something going wrong inside, right? So many people living on the street today, they could be in a house. Why aren't they? In their mind, they cannot responsibly care for themselves. And so the term that I really love to use is community first, right? In life, we repeat the patterns that we most often see. And so if you want to put someone in a house, that's great. If you put them in a house by themselves, you're just sweeping something under the rug so you don't have to look at it, and it did detrimental harm to that person. If you put them in a house and you institute or integrate a very healthy community member into that house with them to live with them life on life, to teach them a new pattern, teach them a new way of living, building relationship with them, taking them out to the grocery store, taking them out to coffee, living life on life with them for 12 months, now you're helping somebody get better. So the house is not the issue. It's living life on life with somebody. It's integrating them into community and teaching them a new way of living. That is what causes people to get better. That's what causes them to get healthy. So you could do that whether somebody is housed or whether they're not housed. It doesn't matter. What we fail as society, though, we don't take the time to sacrifice ourselves to get to know them.
I thoroughly agree with that. I think if you don't put some kind of caveats on it, their behavior is not going to change. And the only thing now then is you've set up something that's a place to use drugs, bring prostitution in and all that. You've got to break that cycle before it. And then once you start, there, you know, one of them, I think it was a from Texas, one of their models, San Antonio model,
yeah,
I think.
San Antonio and Austin.
Where mm-hmm. they start by helping them, and once they've started responding, then you move them into housing. You give them temporary, yep. Then you move them into housing. I'm all for that.
Yeah,
if we can
absolutely.
Do that. Somebody asked if the people at the Good News Rescue Mission are required to wear masks.
Yes. So from the get-go on this COVID-19 issue, we put in hand sanitation areas. We have people need to wear a mask every day. Public health has supplied us with ton of masks.
Mm-hmm.
We have volunteers who are at the doors there screening people, taking temperatures. Shasta Community Health Center has the Hope Van on site more times throughout the day now, and they are helping doing the screenings as well. They've been a godsend, actually. I mean, they have been huge for us. So far, as far as I'm aware, only one person in the entire homeless community has confirmed positive with COVID-19, and that was almost 4 weeks ago. And so nobody else since then has. And between us, Shasta Community Health Center, Public Health, we've been working. I mean, it's been exhausting work, but yeah.
Well, thank you. Jonathan Anderson, who's the director of Good News Rescue Mission, we need to have you on a little more often than we have in the past to catch up on all the things that are going on, because
yeah,
a lot of great things are happening down there, Jonathan, and we so much appreciate what you do for our community.
Carl, thank you.
Okay. Hey, if you're looking for a good place to go have breakfast this morning, Country Kitchen's open. Well, and out there on Hilltop. The other thing is remember about the rally tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Reading City Hall. We'll be back to blue. Sign the flag that's going to be presented to the Reading Police Department. Everybody else, have a great weekend and be safe out there. Remember, it is a good